Raheem RIP. On the 5th of May, a 17-year-old lad was shot dead just up the road from where I live. His name was Raheem. I didn't know him, but I know the area very well, and just an hour or so later I walked nearby to where he was shot as I made my way to an early evening doing Camberwell. Raheem now joins a tragic list of dozens of young Londoners who have been killed this year either by knife or gun. They were also incredibly young, and no doubt incredibly loved by family and friends. Their untimely deaths will affect thousands, family, friends, schoolmates, neighbors, and communities. As politicians cry crocodile tears and well-heeled commentators ask why, other young Londoners will be taken as well. But those of us who really live in London know why. A decade of austerity has sucked hope from communities across London, and those that thrive on hope the most are the youth. The very essence of being young is hope for the future, a future, some future. But if you deliberately take that away, what do you have? You have despair, and that leads a minority into mayhem and murder. And being shot dead on a beautiful sunny Saturday evening in Kennington. So who is to blame? Well, I blame all those lickspittle careerist politicians who have accepted the mantra that austerity is the only way. I blame all those who have voted to decimate local youth services and rid our communities of skilled workers who can nudge young people down more positive paths. I blame all those who support an environment where food banks, zero-hour working and grinding poverty are the normal state of affairs for so many Londoners. I blame them all. I was a young Londoner once, and I had hope, and luckily I still have hope. I suspect that Raheem had hope, but I imagine that hope has long been gone from his killers. And now all that is left is another ocean of tears, but also the burning need to build a truly fair and equal and socialist society that returns hope to the youth, and allows them to dream, and to be free, and to be themselves. Steve Nally, Kennington, South London.